Blog Talk Radio.
Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal. It's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connect.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this. Maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels. Maybe I really can get messages. Then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.
Good
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. It is Tuesday, January 27th, 2015, and my name is Joseph Tittle, your happy host of the evening. Usually, each and every evening here on Blog Talk Radio, but as some of you may know, some of you may not know, I will be taking a break from Blog Talk Radio for some time. Because I truly believe in my heart that there comes a time where if we want things to change and move forward and open up new doors for us, we must close old doors. And I've been doing this radio show for about 8 years, not even just not on Blog Talk Radio, because I started before Blog Talk Radio, but I've been doing radio altogether for over 8 years. And just with Blog Talk Radio alone, I've done over 300 episodes. And in radio, I probably have done well over 500, 600 episodes. So I think it's time to start something new, especially being that the internet is just buzzing with abilities to do things nowadays. Things are changing, things are shifting, and there's much more opportunity out there. Something that I didn't even ever notice with Blog Talk Radio before until just recently, and I have to look into it a little bit more, but I didn't even know that I could host private shows where I can only allow certain people to listen to. Never even was aware of that. I do a workshop every once in a while, a teleconference workshop by phone, but I always could do that on Blog Talk Radio in the future. So that's always a thought process. Especially being I could open up a private chat for me and those folks, and we can chat about it. So that's another option, an opportunity that could be coming up in the future, all kinds of things. And again, if you just happen to be tuning in to Spirit Speaks Radio, well, sorry that you've come at the end of our journey here. But again, you can go back and listen to more than 300 episodes that we've done here on Blog Talk Radio with amazing, amazing guests from all over the world and amazing listeners from all over the world. And I got to say how absolutely honored I am and how much I feel privileged to be able to do what I do as it is, but to be able to do it on Blog Talk Radio as I have and have so far 1,621,629 people who have listened to this show. And that's just awesome. And I can't thank all of you enough for sticking by my side and checking out the show, those who have come, those who have left, those that are new, and those that have been here all from the beginning. And those of you who have been here from the beginning, boy, oh boy, do I love you. And when I do open up the phone lines tonight, I would like to try to do that for those who have been here from the beginning, who have never gotten through on the phone lines before, who have never talked to me on the phone lines before. I would like to give those people the opportunity. Again, that's those people who have been loyal listeners for as long as we've been here, and those people who have never gotten through on the phone lines or never called in. They're the people I want to hear from tonight. When I do open up the phone lines, which isn't going to be quite yet, because I want to chat with y'all a little bit, because this is the last little chat we're going to have for quite some time. You know, and again, this isn't at all, so you know, the end of Spirit Speaks at all whatsoever. Spirit gave me that name to call that journey Spirit Speaks. So it's just time to take that journey to the next level. So here's some of the options and opportunities that are also out there besides hosting private events here on Blog Talk Radio for dedicated fans, people that you know, because Blog Talk, anybody can go on Blog Talk and search. And as many of you loyal listeners know, sometimes people go on Blog Talk just to look for free readings with psychics. And so if I can host a show for my loyal listeners that only you all have the link to it, that's all the better. All the better. I like that idea. So in the future, it'll be maybe a monthly show, maybe back to a weekly show towards the fall or the end of the year. There's many reasons why I'm doing this, and some of those reasons are more do with personal reasons, actually, and my goals that I have for this year, the things that I want to accomplish. And I don't think a lot of people realize how much work and how much time goes into doing the show every week. Finding guests, emailing guests, going back and forth with guests. A lot of people never respond to your emails, and it's just like email tag, and it just becomes a little tiresome after a while. and you know, then going up online and scheduling those shows, listing them all, promoting them all. So a lot goes into it. And I would like to be able to take that time that I put into that and utilize that time into new things and new things. And I encourage all of you out there, as I've tried my best to inspire you as much as I possibly can throughout the years, I hope that this will encourage you that now is the time in your life for you to close a door that's been needing to be closed for quite some time. Close that door. Close that door because you know right afterwards you don't need to have a plan. I have ideas, but I don't have an actual plan in stake. I have a plan of what I'm going to do with my extra time now that I'm going to have it. But I don't have a plan as to the future of what I'm going to do next, my next step. But I have lots of ideas, like I just said, private shows on Blog Talk Radio, but better yet, video, where you could go to my website and watch live streaming video of topics, shows, guests, and stuff like that. And then there comes YouTube and YouTube, live YouTube feeds, which I wasn't aware of till recently, too. So there's so many options and so many things that we can do. Besides that, on the other hand, I'm working on my book that I need time for because it's very time-consuming to sit and be able to write a book, amongst other things, trying to get my house cleaned out so I can close the door to my residence here and open up a new door somewhere else. So again, I encourage all of you, all my listeners that I love so dearly, that this is a great time for you to make the same steps in your life also. For you to step forward and say, now's the time I'm going to live my life for me. Because you deserve it. You don't deserve to have all these people bringing you down all the time. But the thing is you're allowing it to happen. I found out the hard way. And I found out the hard way that sometimes it's better off, you're better off being alone than you are being surrounded by people that are going to bring you down, or people that are negative or jealous or do nothing but complain all the time. I am not your shrink. Go find one. And I've had a few friends like that I had to cut off loose lately. It just seemed like every time I talk to these people, it's just them, and just sometimes it's just a little crazy. So then you got to step aside and look at your life and say, what do I need to do now that will serve me better in my life? Does this person, does this friendship, does this relationship, does this habit serve me in my life anymore? Most likely, it probably may not if you're asking the question. So now's the time again to start working on closing those doors. So another thing that would be very helpful, too, is the energy that flows within your house and your home. And you got to carve out time. You got to dedicate it. You got to dedicate yourself, and you got to carve out the time to do it. Remember, we have that fear and ego, as I like to talk about, the two devils on our shoulder that like to talk us out of everything. Ah, nah, don't do that. Put it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, and the devil talks you out of it again. or your fear of wanting to do so, or those inner fears and struggles. So another thing that would be encouraging is try a little meditation and start visualizing where you want to be instead of the fears you have of what may be stopping you from doing it, because there's nothing to fear, but more something to look forward to in your future. Otherwise, everything's going to stay the same, nothing's going to change, and it could get worse before it gets better. With the shift that's happening on the planet right now, it's really a very, very important time for us to focus on ourselves, for us to focus on getting to our happy, blissful place. You can't change anything in the world until you start with changing yourself first. Start by changing the things that you want to see in the world with you. If you don't want to see something in the world, then why are you doing it yourself? So again, now 2015 is an amazing time for all of us to do this. So, I just totally lost my train of thought. Damn, I was on a good roll there, too. Shoot. Anyway, coffee break. You're listening to Spirit Speaks Radio. I'm Joseph Tittle. So, keep an eye out. You know, follow me on Facebook under Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. You can find me on Twitter under Medium J Tittle. T-I-T-T-E-L is how you spell my name correctly. You can find my website at josephtittle.com. Sign up for my monthly newsletter, and that way you can get in on what's going on and where I may be or what I may be doing next or what that next step would be. And folks, if you've signed up for the newsletter, because, you know, this is something I just quite don't understand sometimes. If you sign up for the newsletter, it goes out every month. Check your email. I find that people often unsubscribe. So clearly I will state to you that my newsletter consists of several things. It consists of an inspirational monthly message of what we can expect and what we can do about it. I include all my upcoming events, classes, workshops, anything like that that's on the calendar. My friend Allison Bauman from the fabulous numerologist from visiblebynumbers.com. Visit her and her book, Speaking to Your Soul Through Numerology, available at amazon.com. So I should do commercials or something. Yeah, I just again lost my train of thought. Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Total lost my train of thought. What was I just talking about? Somebody remind me in the chat room. Oh, my Lord. What was I just talking about? Anyway, I have this coffee. Yeah, coffee's a good idea. Let me do that again. Yeah, that is coffee I'm drinking for real. Just coffee. I don't drink alcohol, so, oh well. Maybe I should put a little alcohol in there. Maybe I need a little bit of alcohol, but no. Actually, I don't, because it feels much better without drinking. Alcohol really destroys your insides, just like soda and Coca-Cola. So going back again about the things that we could do for ourselves to help with this big shift that's happening in, on our planet, because it's all about getting back to ourselves and getting back to the light that's in each and every one of us and telling those two little devils, fear and ego, to go screw themselves. Get the hell out of here. I don't want you here anymore. I'm not listening to you. And start listening to your intuition, your guardian angels, and spirit guides. That's why it's the main class that I teach is connecting with your guides, building a relationship with your guides, because really that's the most important, because we all have it. We're all psychics. We're all mediums. It's just some have it a little better than others. And it's up to you to harness those abilities that are right within yourself. So starting with your home, because the energy literally flows through our home like a snake coming in and just blowing through the room and spinning around. And the energy's got to flow. And when things are blocking that flow of energy, it blocks a lot of things like blocking doorways in your life and such. So one of the things I'm working on a personal level is trying to get out of this house. So I'm going room to room and really, really getting rid of stuff. Things that I don't want, take pictures of, put it up on eBay, when I carve out time to do that, and have a big yard sale in the spring, get rid of all the stuff I don't need, because I've learned in my day and age that we folks have become very materialistic, like having to have this and having to have that, and life is too simple and we have too much stuff. Like, people, sometimes I go into people's houses, I'm like, you got so much stuff. Like, oh, my God, get rid of all that stuff. You don't need it. Life is too simple. Anyway, moving right along. Got to finish my coffee before 8:30 or otherwise I'll be up till 5 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, I'm going to bring on my friend Allison Bauman to the show because I want to because I think it's an important thing to do to bring Allison on the show because she's fabulous and fantastic, and I want to chat with her a little bit before we move forward with this evening. Is Allison even on the line here? Let me look. There she is. Allison, welcome, my
Joseph.
Dear. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, this is so. I know that you've got all these cool new things that you're going to be moving to, but we're all sad.
Sorry?
We're
I'm sorry,
sad.
But there's better things to come.
I know, but it just feels like, you know, at least we know we knew where you were going to be every week, and now we have to hunt you down.
Well, some will. Some will. Some will succeed, some will fail. but, you know, wouldn't you rather see my mug every week on your computer instead?
Yeah.
More
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah, that would be exciting. It will be. But, you know, I just got to say, and I can't say this enough. I really, really cannot say this enough that...
Sure you can.
In the amount of... Okay. You know, number one, medium. Let's just talk about talent and gift and ability, okay? Because... You know, I'm a big, big skeptic, and I'm hard. I'm hard to read, and I'm hard on people. And when and if I do get a reading, I really expect something out of it. And the first time you ever read for me, I just about, you floored me, you blew me away. It comes to a point where you just can't argue that you got stuff that there was no way in hell you could have gotten it. It was just definitely coming from something greater. And we know what a great medium you are. And by far, one of the best mediums I've ever encountered in my entire life. Not only having a private reading with you, but also having an opportunity to attend galleries and watch you in action. And I'm telling you, you know, to me, I am in awe of your ability. And I know that also knowing you on a personal level and seeing your heart and how good you are and how much you care and how truly you dedicate so much of your time to helping people. If people are doing things for the right reason, that also puts them very high on my list. And it's a pleasure being invited to your show as often as you've invited me, but also to get to know you on a personal level and be your friend, and I'm honored. And I also want to say that I get emails constantly from people that listen to your show and enjoy your show, are fans of your show, that look forward to your show. And I'm talking constantly, and people have had nothing but good things to say. Mothers who have lost their children, people who have lost their loved ones, and how you help them, you know, to deal with that, how you help them to move on past that, how you gave them hope, how you, you know, gave them an understanding of where their loved ones are, and how you've healed people along the way, probably far more people than you ever will remember. You've probably forgotten more people that you've helped than you remember. And you know, I get these emails all the time from people that just speak so highly of you, and I think so highly of you. And so I know I've been talking for 5 minutes, but I just had to get all of that out. I just had to just get that out.
I drank my coffee. Now I can go zoom, zoom.
Now that you had a chance to drink all of that coffee, I just had to get that out because I think that highly of you, Joseph. I really do. You're an exceptional medium, and
thank
I
you.
Know
I
that your heart
that.
Is good.
And
yes,
ditto that
a good guy.
To you 10 times over.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love you, bud. And you do a hell of a Southern accent, too.
Oh, I just put that on because my dream is a little Southern boy, no. yeah, you know what? It's just funny because I've always had a pull towards that Southern accent. And, oh, and in a past life regression, one of the first, when I went to school to do past life regression, actually, my first regression was going back to being 19 years old and dying on the fields of Gettysburg. And, of course, I was from the South.
Of course.
I was from a very rich Southern family that, yeah, wasn't good. Some of the things I said in that and did in that were awful. But I was only 19 years old, and my family sent me off to war, son of a bitches. Rich family, send me off to war. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Mom and Dad.
Then I got shot in the back. I got shot in the back by a black man on the north side who ended up being my partner that I was in a relationship with at that time.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, and I went home. I'm like, you know, you shot me in a past life, and you were a black man.
Oh, well.
So.
It must be really freaky weird for you to go to Gettysburg and just even be on those grounds. I mean, I would think that would be energetically.
Before I knew that, before I knew I had that experience, past life experience there, I was at Gettysburg and I was walking through the fields and I had a lot of experiences there, but there was one point where I just had this overwhelming, like, emotional experience, and I thought it was related to, you know, just the energy of the fields and all, but I believe that that's the spot where I walked across where I may have died in that life.
Yeah, I imagine.
Came back on
I
it.
Imagine.
Because I didn't know about it before that experience, and then finding out about it after that experience, I'm like, wait a second, I think I walked over that spot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cool,
yeah, I'm sure
time.
It was. So like I say, I don't know how, you know, I love in your physical presence, not so much on the radio. I mean, I love that, but I like just hanging out with you and being with you only because there's just so much energy that just emits from you as a rule. I mean, you're a big, huge dose of energy to be around. I love to watch you when you read. I love to see what happens with your auric field. I like the kind of like the channeling that you do, you know, but it's got to be just, I also like to watch you be normal because you don't live a normal life. I mean, so I love it when you just go out to dinner and you're ordering your water and your meal, you know, and just doing normal things. I can't imagine what that's like to sit in a restaurant and have, you know, hits from, you know, people that have crossed over or get pick up stuff the way that you do. But I just kind of love you trying to be normal anyhow.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Yeah, I'm not normal. There's no doubt about it. Just like I was talking about earlier about being alone. Like, I learned that. I've come to the conclusion that apparently people in my past lives must have been a real freaking interference with me accomplishing what I needed to accomplish. So I chose this point in my life to be alone.
Wow.
Not that I'm alone.
It's amazing.
Like, I'm not alone, but, you know, I don't have people at my ass all the time like I used to. I have my friends that I call that call me, like you, but I don't have people up my ass all the time. When I was with my ex, it just was like constant. Like, I never had peace. I never got to be able to do anything.
Right. Right. You'd be amazed at what you can occupy your time with if you just have a little alone time. So, and it's also done a lot for your spiritual development, too, because I think when you have the opportunity to be alone and just reflect and meditate or just spend time just thinking, I think it just really helps you to get a better definition of who you are and what you want and where you're going. It gives you more time to think about those things. And, you know, you can't manifest anything in this lifetime if you don't know what it is you want, you know. So just having that extra time.
Stop and think about it.
Yeah, you got to stop and think about
it. Really, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? You got to have an answer.
Right. A lot of people haven't grown up. A lot of people I exited out of my life. Sorry, you guys go be your kids. I'm going to go grow up. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, got to let go sometimes.
So that's a lot of what my next book's about. Actually, I look very forward to my next book. It's about a lot of stuff. But, yeah, that past lives and, a little bit about clearing things and, you know, what I've learned over the past 2 decades doing this work.
Yeah. Well, share it, you know. And, you know, I always encourage people. Sometimes I hear some amazing stories from people, you know, about what their experience is. And
it's great.
You know, you need to get feedback. I love it when people put it in a book, you know, and share it. So share it with everybody else.
Yeah, how long did it take you to write your book? Remember?
Oh, my God. I don't know, forever. it took a long time. I think of one thing, and this is something I really highly recommend to everyone, that if you have an idea that you want to write for a book, why don't you start a blog? And then if you start a blog and then you're in the mood, write a story, you know, and maybe the next week write another story. And before long, if you just go back and look at what you've written in your blog, you probably have a really good start on a book. And, you know, I think blogging is a really great way to do it. And, you know, I just found out something really cool, and if there's anybody out there that has a book and would like to understand, you know, because part of self-publishing, publishing your own work, which now it's available to everyone, it's so simple and so easy to write your own books. The whole idea, though, is to sell it once you publish it. You know, they have these Kindle promotions where you can, there's a lot of Twitter accounts that have like a very cheap promotion. Like, some of them are $19, some of them are $51, some of them are $100.
Right.
And they tweet your book and information about it to, you know, several hundred thousand people all day long for 3 days or 5 days in a row, 7 days in a row, whatever you pay for. You know, so now it's not even about, you know, if you've got a message, you got a story, you can go to anywhere. There's so many places on the internet to, like, create space. They even have something you can download that's like a file that would be your outline. They publish it. They put it on Kindle. They put it on Amazon.
Oh, I did my first book that way.
It's amazing.
I did my first book that way.
Yeah.
But I did it before the Kindle and all that was around.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to me because I put my book on Kindle, but apparently somebody must have complained or something that something was spelled wrong in my book, so they took it off.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
well,
crazy.
People do anything to try to ruin you or try to.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me. Tell me about
it. Really, ridiculous. Like, just, and I've come to the point. It's just because these people are very unhappy and very miserable. And I just had that discussion with a friend today that I don't understand when it comes to Facebook. Both my private page and my fan page. Like, I went on my private page today, and I noticed like 4 people unfriended me. I don't know who, because I think Facebook should tell you who unfriends you. Like, what'd you unfriend me for? What the hell did I do to you? And then my fan page. You go on my fan page, and it's funny because on your fan page, you have a fan page. I don't know if you know this, but if you go under Insights, you can look at, like, everything. It's amazing. Your demographic and everything. The ages of the people, where they come from, how many people
cool.
like your page, how many people unlike your page. And I go in there, and I check it, and it just amazes me. I'll post something inspirational, and then I'll have, like, 10 people unlike my page. Like, what
really?
Did you like my page to begin with? If on like it, especially when I post something inspirational, like hello, what's that about?
Well, you know, you can't please all the people all the time. That's what I've learned. And you know, the one thing that you also got to understand is you hit a certain amount of I wouldn't call it notoriety, but to be known for what you do, and you're going to pick up your fair share of haters and even stalkers and things like that, and it's just the way it goes.
Right.
And
yeah,
so you got, like you said to me, you know, you made it when people start, you know, trashing you and, you know, whatever. So I
yep.
think that, yeah, like lately, you know, and I don't, my book got trashed on Amazon because of a wannabe numerologist that just decided that I was the target of his affection. And, you know, at first it devastated me, but then, you know, after a while you think about it and you think, well, I must be like a super fantastic at what I do to be such a threat, you know, that somebody's got to go out
exactly.
of their way, you know?
Exactly.
So, and you can't, and it doesn't matter who you are. You can't be me. So, you
exactly.
know, and you're never going to get ahead by knocking somebody down. You're never going to get ahead by tearing and ripping people apart. Nobody's going to respect you for that, you know. You get ahead by...
I was just talking about that today because I was talking about my predictions and, you know, because I put them out on January 1st, and I purposely do that because they're on the record. They're on the record on the radio. They are on the record voice-wise. It can't be altered. It can't be changed, and it's out there. And I had a couple years ago, and I'll never forget this, customers, you know, people see this and they write me and tell me about it. I don't go looking for it. People tell me about it. Somebody locally from where I live, and I said, if I said her name, you would know exactly who she is, went on my page, copied my predictions, and pasted them right onto her page. And need I mention that I'm not very good at grammar in English, so... one of my friends laughed so hard because she's like, she didn't even fix your grammar. She didn't even fix the mistake. She literally, every mistake is the same as yours. So there's no doubt she copied and pasted it from your page. When I
oh,
called her
ridiculous.
To have it removed, she argued with me and said, no, you stole them from me. I'm like, bitch, you better take them off your website or I'll be knocking on your door with a lawyer tomorrow. And they were gone the next day. But, like, well, who does that? Like, this doesn't click in my brain. Like, who does something like that? And then just recently, another thing, you know, I saw a psychic, a younger one, that is quite popular, actually, that put predictions out there, and I was reading through them. I don't even know what led me to it, actually. What led me to that page? I don't even know what led me to that page, which is really weird. I think it might have been a post on Facebook or something I saw, and I clicked on it. That probably had to be it. And I was looking through the predictions, and there were very, very several of them that were identical to what I said. Which, needless to say, that if you are real and you are legit, you are connecting to the same energy that I'm connecting to. So, yes, you should get some of the same information. But I just
sure.
found it a little
I agree.
Fishy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's like I say. That's also a really good reason sometimes to step back and, you know, just kind of like ground your energy and just, you know, you have to just, like you, the one beautiful advice that you always give is to drop into your heart energy and, you know, even, you know, just deflect any of that negative energy and just reaffirm who you are, why you're here, what your purpose is and how you're trying
exactly.
to put positive out there into the world. And, it, you know, sometimes it's hard to take the high road. Sometimes it's hard to do the right thing. Sometimes it's hard to be spiritual. But, you know, you set an example, I think, to people Because, you know, our lives, you know, people tend to think that because we're in that counseling session where we're trying to help people with their lives, we're giving them advice, and it would seem as though that our lives are, you know, fairy dust and rainbows, but it's not. We have our own problems. We have our own, and I work hard to stay in our heart energy. Because you can't get out there and tell people and advise people and talk without walking that walk. You've got to live what you preach. And you know, I think that a lot of your inspirational messages are right on the money. And also, you know, it may not apply to you when you read it. You might be sitting there on Facebook, and at the time you're like, I don't even know, this doesn't even apply to me. Well, maybe it doesn't apply to you, but maybe there's 15 or 20 people out there that particular message was meant for, and they're the ones that's going to get the most out of that message. They're the ones that need that message at that very moment in time, and that's what maybe lifts their spirit and helps them to get through their day. But we are, you and I, we're human, and am I perfect? God, no. You know, I struggle with wanting to take a baseball bat and beat somebody for trashing my book, you know, and taking the high ground, which is to understand that this is not personal. And to understand that this person needs help. And almost, and you know, somewhere inside of me have to find forgiveness and send them love and light and hope that they can grow their soul in a direction that they're not going to be such a creepy little person. I mean, that's the best that I can do, but it's hard to stay in that energy. So
that's
you and I struggle.
I had somebody just this weekend in my class turn around to me and said, "I can't believe it, you're so human." I'm like, "What the hell is that supposed to mean? What do you think,
of course
I'm an alien
human
or something?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Of course I'm human."
You're human. We both are.
I couldn't believe that. It was so funny to me.
If people, the people that are listening to the show, and the people, you know, if they could see me right now, I swear to God, I have flannel pajamas on. I am not kidding. And I have a beanie skull cap on. And I'm totally cool, you know. Got my water here. I'm talking to Joseph. You know, I'm normal. This is what I do, okay? When I get up in the morning, you know, this is my work. This is my passion. This is what I do. But there are times, you know, at the end of the day where it's like, la, 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 I don't want to talk to anybody. And there's times when, you know, we even need our spirits lifted, you know. So, you know, it's all part of the work. But you've done this for so long, and Tuesday night after Tuesday night, and your workshops, and also your galleries, and you know, that's a long career, a very, I think, distinguished career. And I, for one, you know, as I said, I admire you, Joseph, and I know your heart, and I know that your intentions are good, and I know from the many, 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 many hundreds of emails that I've gotten over time of people that have shared with me how you help them. So, you know, that's why I love you.
Yeah, no, I love you, too. I was going to say something, and I totally lost my thought. Damn, I hate when that
That's because you can't take a compliment.
No, I can't. No, yes, I can. I sure can, without a doubt. It's all good. But I worked hard. I worked hard to be where to get this far.
Yeah.
Didn't come easy, that's for sure. Definitely didn't come easy, but nothing comes easy, and you got to work for it. And it just means, I don't know, everybody gets beat up, let's face it. It doesn't matter. If you're in the public eye in whatever way, you get beat up. But for the longest time, I just thought it was us, and people just beat up on us because of what we do, and it gives a better target. But it actually doesn't matter because you hear it all the time, celebrities on their
faces. Doesn't matter where.
Everywhere, when you're in the public eye, and it's sad because when people do that, like somebody said in the chat room earlier, I actually learned this from what my sister posted about me, because my sister is just like that, unfortunately, and what they post is about you is they're really talking about themselves most of the time,
right.
And they're putting their stuff on you, and it's sad, and I've gotten to that point at this age, and it took me a long time to get here, and only just recently, where I just kind of grin and bear it and just wish those people the best, because part of me feels really bad for them, because you must be in a damn horrible place. Like that person that created that website on me, fraud, whatever, You must be in a damn sad place in your life if you had to sit at your computer for freaking 10 hours a day to create a website to bash me. Like, get a effing life. Like, seriously.
Well, see, that's just a sign that you got noticed enough to have a hater. So that's kind of a good thing. And, you know, I am now officially a member of somebody made a website just for me, too. And I'm like, awesome. You know, it's like, I made it. And,
yep,
but, you
exactly.
know,
exactly.
In the end, they make themselves look foolish. In the end, they're going to be self-destructive to themselves. And, yeah, like April says in the chat room, free publicity.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really, you know, it's like, cool, I have a website.
All publicity is good publicity when you have a business.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you going to do? You know, it's like you know, the more that somebody bashes you, it just shows you how threatened they are by you and how they're afraid they have to make you look small in order for them to look great. But in order to be great, just be great. You don't have to bash anybody along the way. And I do think that the one thing that just was touched my heart on such an incredible level was shortly after the trashing of my book went on, I mentioned it on Facebook about how sad I was about it, and 111 people, just one right after another, just answered and said really uplifting and wonderful things to me. And I was really mad at God when it happened, because I felt like all my career I had tried as best as I could to help everyone anywhere, anytime. And
right.
I also tried to help people in their careers. If I found someone that I thought was special, I put them on my radio show just like you do and promoted them and told people about them and put them in my newsletter. Because I'm not afraid of other people being successful. I want them to be successful. I believe in
exactly
what sending out what you wish to receive. And so when I was getting beat up so bad there for the longest time, I was mad at God because I said, what are you talking about? I've been doing good all this time and helping people, and this is what I get in return? But it's like I say, on Facebook, they schooled me. Everybody schooled me really good about karma and reaping what you sow, because those 111 people that took the time out of their day to try to uplift my spirits and remind me of the good that I had done and how much they appreciated me was that karma coming back at me. And I thought it was really amazing. And it's an amazing, amazing example about always, you know, remember your words, that they're important, just like you were saying on your Facebook page, that wonderful thing about putting words on your bottle by following messages in the water. You know, words are so important, and you hurt people with your words. And you have to be conscious about what you're saying. And then the next thing is try to do good. You know, it doesn't have to be huge things that you do. It could be little things that you do, but always try to do good. And try to be kind to people. Try to be understanding. Try to be tolerant. Even creeps. You know, you and I, we need to look at the people that built the websites and say, you're creepy, but I hope that someday you grow your soul. And I want you to be successful, but not in this way. But, you know, I hope someday your soul grows enough so that you won't be threatened by me, so that you'll be great all on your own. You know, it is hard to do that. But, you know, in the end, it's all you can do. So,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
All you can do is all you can do.
Yeah, but I appreciate you so much for having me on your show, honey. And you have the greatest audience, the greatest listeners, too.
We do have good people out there, don't we?
You do. You've got great people out there.
That there's been 1.6 million people listen. That's a lot of people. Like,
you need to read your chat room, because they are just talking about readings that you've done and how much you've helped people. So make sure you save that chat, because you're getting a lot of stuff going on in there.
It's too late now. You have to, it's too late. I scrolled. Once you scroll, I don't...
Did you read this from Love, Love, Love?
Open it up. Oh, yeah, you can. I didn't do that. Oh, you can. I never knew that. No, I can't read and talk at the same time.
People are thanking you for helping them develop their abilities, helping them with readings and giving them direction, helping them, you know, with... you know, communicating with their loved ones. People are showing a lot of gratitude and love to you in the chat room, you know, for, you know, and you, I know that even with me that I forget. Like sometimes my phone will ring and it'll be somebody I talked to 3 weeks ago. I don't remember every reading that
I
do. I can't because my head would explode.
Right.
But, you know, but, you know, it's nice. It's nice to know that you positively affect people, you know. And that if that's, you know, that's a really good gig, too. You know, at the end of the day, if you're given an opportunity to work with the higher power and let them work through you to positively affect people in their lives, to give them direction, to give them hope, to give them advice, to show them how to be the best possible version of themselves, you know, you do that in your readings all the time. And that's a really good gig. That's a neat job.
Thanks. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought because I just noticed that my show says it's over in 15 minutes. That should not be.
Well, then you better take calls.
Well, yeah, but I want it to be 2 hours, and it's not. Why is it doing this to me?
I don't know. I have.
But I'm going to let you go with that because I need to do that.
All right, baby.
I love you lots. I thank you for stopping
in. Too.
And I want to remind everybody they can find you at visiblebynumbers.com. And this isn't the end. We will speak again.
I hope so, honey. And thank you for letting me.
Yourself up. You're going to have to pretty yourself up for the camera.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no. Does that mean no jammies? Oh, crap. Okay.
No.
All right, I love you. Talk to you soon.
Jammies? Yeah, all right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Everybody visit Allison at visiblebynumbers.com. I'm just going to take just a moment break to see if I can get this show to be longer than an hour. That's the way I prefer. And while I do that, I'm just going to open up the phone line so that you can call in. Remember, call in only if you are a dedicated listener and have never gotten through on the phone lines before, please. We will know. I will know. Be right back. Oh, number 718-501-9.
May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love, surround you. Around you.
about that. We're back, and you're listening to Spirit Speaks Radio. For some odd, crazy, bizarre reason, it will not let me change the time of the show. It used to be able to let me do that, but now it is not. Go figure. Now it's not letting me do it. So what I'm going to do is when the show ends, you're going to have to jump back on and look for the link, because I can go right back on live after this one ends. So that's what I'll do. So again, you're probably going to have to look for a new link because that's the way it's going to be. Sorry, I don't know what happened. It's a little weird, but anyway. You're listening to Spirit Speaks Radio, and again, I thank you all so much. Thanks, Allison, for stopping in and visiting us. And remember, folks, you can find me on my website, josephtittle.com, and make sure you visit me on my YouTube page, because it's something that I've been doing lately, as much as I can anyway, is posting different videos on YouTube. So make sure that you check that out. You can all hear me right now, right? People hear me? Y'all hear me? Yes, okay, thank you. Just making sure. I thought I had it off. I took off mute, but I just wanted to make sure. So anyway, with that, I think maybe I'll take a phone call for a moment until the show ends and I can restart it and understand where I'm at. Anyway, so we opened up the phone lines a few minutes ago, and again, the way we work it here is I take the calls in the order they are received, but again, if you've called into the show, and I see phone numbers that I've seen here before, so Spirit Man ain't dumb. Again, if you are calling into the show, I ask that this is people that are longtime listeners to the show, and I'm going to test you. I'm definitely going to test you, so have your knowledge handy. And have never gotten through on the phone lines before. 718-506-1901. And make sure you hit, if you are just calling in to listen, make sure that you hit the right option, whether you're calling in to talk or calling in just to listen. There is an option for that. So let me go through the phone lines where I just had somebody here and they disappeared. Where did they go? God, I lost them. There they are. Area code. Oh, nope, I lost them again. Area code 503. Area code 503. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Your name? Where are you Joseph. Calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
What's your name?
I'm calling from Eugene right now.
Your name's Eugene?
Can you hear me?
You're calling from Eugene.
No, I'm calling from Oregon. My name is Morgan.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Checking. What's up, Morgan?
Morgan from Oregon.
Morgan from Oregon. You're a poet and didn't even know it.
I have a quick clairvoyant question for you. I lost something.
Yeah.
And there are two microphones, and they're in a really nice dark wood box, and they're cradled in black styrofoam, like foamy stuff. I'm a musician, and I left music a couple years ago, and I want to get back into recording music, but I can't find these microphones. I've asked everyone I know.
What do you mean you asked everybody you know?
Everybody I know, everyone maybe I could have lent them to, you know, because they're really nice recording microphones. So every, every recording engineer, sound person, anybody in my musician community, you know. So I don't know if
right.
I left them behind after a move, or if I lent them to somebody and I forgot and I'm not in touch with them, or if somebody's just lying and they have them and they're not telling me.
That would be stealing, sort of, kind of. But to me, somebody stole them. They
really?
Were stolen. Yep. It's an unfortunate thing. It is an unfortunate thing, but I feel like... And actually, there's two of them, right?
Yeah. They're different shapes. One is...
I feel
one
like
kind
you
of
have
like,
one, but the other one was taken. So now think about this for a moment, Morgan from Oregon. I'm going to laugh every time I say that. Think about this for a moment. Who would you lend just one of them and not lend the pair to? More likely, where was the last time you went somewhere and did something and used one microphone and not two of them?
They were always together because I only ever used them in my home studio. I thought that I left them behind after I moved out of my ex-boyfriend's house. And I even remember seeing them where they were in his house. And I've asked him repeatedly, and he can't find them. And I just don't know.
Well, the thing is I just see one and I don't see the other. It's almost like they've been split up, the poor things. Maybe one was sold and one the other. But to me, again, the first thing that comes from spirit is they were stolen. So somebody has them, and probably your ex, and legitimately said to you that they don't have them. So to me, that's theft. If somebody tells you they don't have something when they intentionally know that they have it, that's stealing.
Yeah.
So to me, unfortunately, okay. Morgan from Oregon, somebody stole them, and the easiest guess would be you mentioned your ex, so I would not doubt that your ex has them.
Yeah, he's not a very nice
person. He
sold
one of them, because again, I swear they're split up, so I bet you he sold one of them and not the other. One was worth a lot more than the other, wasn't it?
Yep.
One was worth a lot more money, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's the one he sold.
That's right.
The other one he couldn't get rid of because they weren't interested in it.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, I have been trying to get into your show for over a year, so I'm so happy that I was the last caller, or the first caller.
Was that always your question, the microphones? Was that always your question?
No, I was going to ask you about my soulmate, but I've given up.
Well, first of all, we have lots of soulmates, Morgan from Oregon. We have lots and tons of lots of different soulmates, so... but I will leave you with that. I wish you the best, and thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the show, and keep in touch.
Sign
up for my newsletter
and
such. Thank you, sweetheart. God bless.
Thank you. Good luck with your new endeavors. Bye-bye.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. All right, moving right along. So I only have 2 minutes left, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually try to stop and start the new one. So I don't know if you guys are going to get kicked out of the chat room or not, and I don't know if it's going to make me start a new chat room. My guess with Blog Talk Radio, Mercury Retrograde, it probably will. Hopefully I will be able to get back. So if not, you know that I love you all so much. So again, just make sure you follow me everywhere you can, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, my website, my monthly newsletter. And with my monthly newsletter, you got to make sure that you look for it, you know, every month. Look for it in your email, because a lot of people put it in their spam. They send it to their spam, and when they send it to their spam, it gets reported, and it's just not good for me either. So, you know, if you're signing up for the newsletter, make sure it's because you truly want to. And make sure that all that. Anyway, with that, I'm going to move on. I love you all, and hopefully I'll be right back in a few minutes. So let's see how this works. I'm going to try it, and we'll see what happens. So off we go.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, Aiko, Ande. Giacomo Fino, Anane. Giacomo Finane.
Oh, shoot. You know what? It's not going to let me do it because Blog Talk stinks. Today, and it's Mercury retrograde, so we're not going to blame it on Blog Talk, we'll blame it on Mercury retrograde. So I'm just going to keep going here, so you can actually call into the show and listen, or you can listen to the archive. That would be best. So 718-506-1901 is the number if you want to listen live and also call into the show, because I'm still going to take calls. It's just you're not, unfortunately, going to be able to listen to it live like you call into the show. 718-506-1901. And again, if you're calling in just to listen, make sure you hit the right option, and I will hang out with you guys for at least another half hour. But I am going to take a break, and I'll come back because this will keep recording so that it'll be available for you all on the archive. It should be able to do that. It better be able to do that. So let's see. We're going to try and pray for the best. Pray that the Mercury retrograde don't screw it up on us. Knock on wood. Be right back.
It's by thy grace that I sing. It's by thy grace that I sing. It's by thy grace that I sing your holy name. It's by thy grace that I feel. It's by thy grace that I feel. It's by thy
Welcome back to Spirit Speaks Radio. It seems to be nothing but issues going on here. You can't even call into the show, so those that are on hold just kind of lucked out. But I don't even know if I'm going to be able to talk to you. I'm going to try, but we'll see what happens. But before I do, I'm only going to take a couple calls because it doesn't even look like it's recording like it's supposed to be recording. So hopefully it is recording, and hopefully it's all working out. I forgot that it was a Mercury retrograde, and if I would have remembered it was a Mercury retrograde, I would have not have waited to do this show on a Mercury retrograde. So anyway, area code 610-874. If you can hear me, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Joseph. How you doing? My name is Chris. I'm calling from the city of Chester.
Hi, Chris. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to you right in the middle. I'm sorry, I wasn't there from the very beginning because I didn't
know
nothing.
I don't mean this episode. I mean in general, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, since 2011, since you did the New Year's predictions. The first of 2011.
I've been doing them since before that.
Yes, and I was in college at that time, and I didn't know anything about you or Blog Talk Radio or anything else.
God, when did I start my predictions? Now you got me thinking. I got to think about that for a minute. I started those predictions in around what year is this? 15. So let me think about this for a second. 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 34. Yeah, 2007 was the first year I did those predictions.
Oh,
anyway,
wow. I was
what's your name again? Cool. I forget what your name is. I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris. That's right, Chris. What is your question, Chris?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, where was I? Well, first and foremost, before I even start, I want to say thank you so much for everything you have been doing. I've been listening to you faithfully, and I do appreciate it, and I will miss you, but I will be following you. My question is, I just moved into my own place, finally. However, I've been having some employment issues. I do have enough saved up to take care of myself for like the next 2 to 3 more months. But I just want to make sure that in the long run, you know, I will basically be financially stable to stay on my own.
Yeah, 2 to 3 months goes by very, very, very quickly.
Yes.
Before you know it. Do you work in the medical community, Chris?
No, I do not. However, I've been doing a lot of volunteer work in the medical community, like at the hospital right down the street from me in the emergency room. I also been doing some volunteer work for the American Red Cross and et cetera, and doing some counseling work as well. So that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, I keep seeing hospitals and such around you, so that makes complete sense. It makes complete sense that you have that gift of being a healer and helping people, so that's what you need to be your focus. I can see you working like almost like in a specialty area. Like, for example, let me think, drug and addiction counseling. That would be like a specific area of expertise. I can see you doing.
I would love to
like
do that.
especially in the way of counsel or and therapy and such. I can see you really being good at being a therapist and working in that line of work. You'd even work out really well as being a life coach and guiding people in that aspect. And these are all things that you can get certified in fairly quickly in comparison to, like, going to school to be a nurse. Just certain things that you can be certified in that don't take all that long to do. Even drug and alcohol counseling doesn't take as long as being a psychologist. And again, that's just the area I see you in. But I also, you seem to absorb knowledge, like teach me. You must read a lot of books or something. Like, show me more, teach me more, show me more, teach me more. I want to know more. You just, like, are a sponge for knowledge. So taking classes and such would be just a real simple thing for you to do, especially I could see you doing that online. You're like a hermit. You need to get out of the house more, Chris, because you're kind of like me in the wintertime. I do not leave my house.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is me.
Yep, that's why I want to move out of here, because I don't want to be a hermit. And I can't handle wintertime anymore. I hate it.
But that is my New Year's resolution, is to get out more, socialize more, you know, go places. Because that's what I was doing before when I was staying at home with my mother and all my nieces and nephews. I was like, I felt like I was trapped. So now I'm finally on my own, doing a lot of things on my own. I'm very happy, but I just got to get out a little bit more and find employment ASAP.
Right. Well, yeah, that'll happen. You'll find it soon. But I could see you actually working somewhere, volunteering, where they end up picking you up and offering you a job opportunity. So that's what you got to do, Chris. Oh. Think about, where do I want to work? Like, where do I want to work? Where do I want to start out and make a little bit of money just to get me started and so I can pay my bills and figure out what else I'm going to do? So where could that be? Where would that be that I can also go and volunteer? so that I can make myself known, let people get to know me, and the first job that comes up is going to be mine. Because it will be. Because you're already there. They already know you. They're not going to hire somebody from outside when you're already there.
Nope, that is true.
And that's how I can see you ending up getting a job, doing something you like to do. And it's probably going to only be part-time at first, but it's still paying the bills. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that exactly. Exactly.
And then it gives you part-time is even better because it's paying your bills and it's giving you that extra time to absorb the knowledge, take the classes, or go through the certifications that you need to go through to get you where you want to go.
I love that.
Plenty of time ahead of you, according to your guide. So I leave you with that, Chris. I thank you for listening. Hopefully you will continue your journey with me by signing up for my newsletter and such on my website.
I'm on it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. God bless. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Let us see here. What time is it? Let me move on to another caller in our queue. Area code 818999. That's an interesting number. That's a really the whole number. I'm not going to read it, but you got a cool number. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, for the fourth time.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hit that. Area code 916, please. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 916.
Oh, hello, that's Joseph.
Paul. Hi there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Nancy from California, and I'm so privileged to get a call from you. I can't believe it. Anyway, I wish you the best, I mean, on your journey. I'm actually really happy for you.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, probably over a year and a half because I really wasn't acquainted with Blog Talk Radio at that time, and you did have a time when you were gone for a while, too.
Just a couple months, last summer.
Yep.
So what can I do for you? Where in California are you?
Sacramento.
Nice. Lucky you.
Sometimes.
But it's beautiful out there. So what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm retired, and I'm ready to start all over again. Yeah, I'm not ready to quit at all, but this time I want to get into something that's my passion rather than something I had to do in the past. So I want to see if you see courses or, you know, schooling or, you know, I'm getting out and meeting people now in the interest that I have, but I just want to see if
what is your passion?
Oh, I like holistic health, alternative medicine, holistic health, just anything out of the box.
Yeah, this is going to sound really, really strange to you. Well, maybe not. Sometimes I find it strange to me isn't always strange to the person I'm talking about to. Do you have any connection whatsoever to nuns?
To nuns? Not at all.
Yeah, or somebody that worked in the clergy? Like past,
no.
Not present.
I'm thinking in the past where I grew up, it was a Catholic town. I wasn't Catholic, but I didn't have any connection, really.
Interesting. It's really weird to me. It reminds me of, like, Mother Teresa for some reason. Kind of like that vibe going on. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know, maybe you should meditate and start focusing a little bit your attention on calling in the energy of Mother Teresa, especially as she,
okay.
I believe that she has made it to sainthood. You can call on her energy. You don't have to be Catholic to work with one of the energies of the masters or descending masters. And some of the saints, most of the saints are considered masters and descending masters. But I could also take that as a sign that you're going to get very involved in doing things that are giving back to people like think of Mother Teresa, giving back to the poor and helping the unfortunate and learning to love everybody across the board regardless of their conditions or situations.
Okay.
That's how I would take it. But also I would also say without a doubt that I would not doubt at all that you were a nun in your past life. So maybe you should go to the nunnery. No. Is there even such a thing as a nunnery?
But other than that, to me, just start taking classes. That's your first step. You already know that you're passionate in holistic medicine and such. And being that I just told you what I did about that service to others and being in service to others, so how can you do that in a holistic, all-natural way? Another thing that I see around you, too, is I see you traveling to foreign countries across waters. Into places like, again, where there's poverty-stricken people, like different places in India, Africa, and such. And I see you getting involved in that way.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
It's all about getting your focus together, on exactly what it is or where you want to be, and then picking your first way to take that first step. And the first step, of course, is taking some kind of class or certification. And the second step, too, is, of course, you know, if you want to go in that spiritual journey, you have to start meditating, and you have to start learning to do things like create sacred space, work with your ancestors, doing prayers every day for your ancestors and guides and such, and building your relationship with your spirit guides and such. That, to me, is the key to it all. And that's why I like to say meditation and dedication. And the dedication part is dedicating yourself to doing that and to working with your guides and opening up spiritually. Because to me, some people say they're spiritual, and some people's perspective of being spiritual is just a belief system. To me, being spiritual is a lifestyle that includes, again, meditating every day, taking care of yourself in many different ways, getting energy work done, doing your prayers, doing your meditations, you know, all that stuff, building your relationship with your spirit guides, working with the masters and descending masters. The masters and the descending masters, there's lots of them, but examples would be Jesus Christ, Buddha, different saints, the archangels. There's so many. The ancient Egyptian gods, goddesses are all different masters and descending masters that we can work with. Usually you'll get pulled to who you're supposed to be pulled to, and it's usually most definitely an energy that you worked with in past lives. So, like, for example, I am pulled to the Egyptian culture so very strongly and deeply. And I know that now. I mean, I've accessed my past lives and such from that time period, so I know that case. So, anyway, I hope that helps you. I thank you for calling into the show, and I wish you the best.
It certainly does, and good luck. Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart. Same to you. Have a great night.
Okay, me too.
Moving right along. My dog's being annoying right now because she wants attention, and it's just ridiculous. Like dogs, spoiled dogs. Let me move on to my next caller. I'm going to take a couple more calls, and then I'm going to end it for the night. Actually, I'm going to take one more call. And talk to you. Excuse me. Where was I? Area code 971. Area code 971. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio.
Hi. How are you? My name's Rachel. I'm also calling from Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes.
Must be Oregon night.
It is. Thank God. So, back in August.
Not hearing you.
And
broke up.
Yep.
You're breaking up on me. I don't hear you.
Can you hear me okay now?
Now I do.
Are you? Okay. So
if you
I was
keep breaking
call.
Up, I'm going to have to move on to the next caller because you're on a cell phone and you keep breaking
up. Okay, excuse me now.
What is your question, please? Yeah, that's not working for me. Sorry. Definitely not working. Area code 765. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Deb, Indiana.
What's your name? Oh, my God, this phone's driving me crazy. I can't hear you. Maybe it's my phone. Let me double-check that. No, but you all can hear me. There's still some people floating around in the chat room. You can hear me nice and clearly in the chat room. Can you not? Please do let me know, Kathy, dear. I hear you. Thank you. So I know. Folks, when you call in, it's always best to try to call in on a landline phone. Area code 661. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio 661. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Can you hear me, Elka?
Are you on speakerphone? Can you please take me off speakerphone?
I am using Skype.
I can't hear you. You're echoing. Am I on speakerphone?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, hi, Joseph. I am calling from Australia.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Yes. Yes, your question, please. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Australia, and my name is Angela.
Angela, I love you. How?
Yes.
What's your question? You're calling from Australia, is that what you said?
Yes.
What time and what day is it in Australia right now?
Today is Wednesday here, and it's 10:20 in the morning.
No way, really? That's funny.
Yes.
Well, that's not that bad. You're 11 hours ahead of me.
Yes, more or less.
Okay. Anyway, Angela, what can I do for you?
I called you a while ago. I think 1.5 years ago.
So you weren't listening earlier when I said, please do not call in the show if you called in before. I wanted specifically people to call into the show tonight that never got through on the phone lines before. So let me try the next caller then. Area code 804. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And hopefully you haven't called the show before.
804.
That's you.
Yes, my name is Anita.
Where are you calling from, Anita?
Just south of Richmond, Virginia.
Have you ever called into the show before?
No, I have not.
And how long have you been listening to the show?
Not very long. I am so sad to see you. A friend of mine just got me into you not long ago, and I am sad to see you go.
Oh, well, got to move on to better things. So what can I do for you, dear?
I'm
down to my last 2 minutes, so I need your question, please.
I need some answer on whether my financial situation is going to improve. I am medically out of work and have been for over a year and fighting the government on disability.
Well, that stinks. That's no fun.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that.
I've had seizures since I was 13, and they've just gotten to the point where...
Well,
they're,
you know, that they found a cure for seizures through the use of medical marijuana. Are you aware of that?
Yes, but I have an aversion for that when I lost my brother to that.
You're going to... What do you mean? It doesn't make sense.
When I was 7 years old, my brother drowned while being high, so I...
He was probably high on something else besides just marijuana.
Well, we don't know if it was laced or not. It was back in 1979, so we don't know. And it took us a week to find his body, so.
I can guarantee you that he was on something else other than just flat-up marijuana. But at the same time, you know, especially your brother in spirit world, he would want nothing but the best for you and want you to do the best for yourself. And the thing is with the marijuana that I'm talking about for seizures, it doesn't have THC in it, so you don't get high off of it. It's a different form. And I don't know all about it. I just know from what I've read and this documentary that I watched on it. But this drug is saving children. Kids that have had seizures all their lives are taking this. It's a tincture form that you put, I guess, under your tongue or whatever, a couple drops, and they take the THC out. I don't know what the other thing is. Once THC, I'm not a scientist, and they put more of the other drug in it that doesn't get you high, and it stops their seizures completely. Why would you deprive yourself of something that's all natural?
Well, my seizures are pretty much controlled. My seizures are pretty much controlled. There's other issues as well. There's other medical issues.
Can you hear me out? Because I really only got a minute left. If you really want to make change for yourself and you really want to do things for yourself, you got to get out of that fear and ego that's controlling everything. And it is deeply controlling. you got to remember that you're, and don't take this the wrong way, but you should really go out and get the book Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. It's a fantastic book. It can help you in so many ways, but you've got to be willing to do the work. If you're not willing, I could sit here and tell you a million things to do, but if you're not willing to do it, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change, and you're going to stay in the same pattern that you've been in for the longest time. And, you know, I just actually went through this with one of my close friends where constantly I would try to give her advice to help her. Then she would say, well, I want a reading, but I've been giving you a reading all the time when I give you advice, but you never want to listen to what I say, and you never want to take that step, and nothing's going to change. Everything's going to be the same unless you take those steps. Unfortunately, but fortunately at the same time, health issues are most definitely, most of the time, 90% of the time, related to emotional issues. So if you get to the root of the emotional issue, it'll help heal you and heal yourself. You know, even not, you know, even being home, being disabled or whatever the case is, there's still things you can sit on the computer and you can listen to my radio show. There's tons of things that you can get paid to sitting at your computer and doing. So there's always ways to bring abundance into your life as long as, again, you're willing to put the effort and the energy into it. You have to build a better relationship with abundance. You have to start telling money that you love it instead of being afraid of it and, oh, my God, when am I going to get money? You got to build a better relationship with money. And again, build a better relationship with yourself. And I guarantee you, if you do that, everything's going to change on a positive level. Otherwise, everything's just going to stay the same.
Okay.
And I will leave you with that because I'm out of time. I thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. And I hope you take the advice that comes through for you because the future can be an amazing future that you can create. So, everybody, I thank you all so much for listening, for being dedicated, loyal listeners. And, you know, this isn't the end of Blog Talk Radio either. I'll be back with future events, future, you know, I'll be here to do my predictions still every year. So there's other things, other opportunities, other options that I'm going to look into and be doing, other things that we can interact with, like, again, live streaming with live chats that we can all interact with one another. It's going to be nice. I'm trying to work on a new series that I would like to get out there too, a new YouTube series. So I got lots of things in the works and lots of things I will continue to stay on this path of trying to inspire you in any way I possibly can. And remember, like I said to the last person, if you want to make change into your life and you want to bring positive things into your life, you have to start making the steps to do so. And you don't have to do it all at once, just one thing at a time, one day at a time, one thing at a time. And you'll get there, you'll do it, but you got to put the work into it. We can't expect God to come down and make change happen for us we're not willing to put the work into it. And this is the perfect year, perfect opportunity for all of us to focus our energy on putting out to the universe exactly what it is we want and exactly where we would like to be. And be willing and open your heart to change and not being afraid of it. And know that change is always a wonderful thing and will always help you to fulfill the path that you want for yourself to help take you to your happy, blissful place. Because you, like me, for we are all brothers and sisters, come here with the opportunity to get to that happy, blissful place. We come here, all of us, with a book filled with chapters. There's about 100 chapters in that book. And some of those chapters of that book are really, really difficult. And some of those chapters of that book are really, really challenging. And out of that book of 100 chapters, we only live 20 of those 100 chapters. We pick those chapters as we go along. And, of course, you want to pick the chapters that are going to take you to your happy, blissful place and the chapters that are going to be for your best. And you do that each and every day through your thoughts, your words, and your actions. So now make this the time that you start to project positive things in your life and start to make that change by starting with yourself and becoming aware, raising your vibration, as I always say, and focusing on love and gratitude. Because focusing on love and gratitude in itself is a way to help you change your life. It changed mine. It's powerful, and I wouldn't stress it so much if it wasn't so powerful. Getting back to your roots of spirituality, because I tell you, folks, there's going to be some things, may I say, the shit's going to hit the fan on this planet. And when it does, There's going to be those that are living in that fear, allowing that fear and ego to control everything. And in their reality, it's going to be gloom and doom and, oh, my God, Armageddon. And then there's going to be the other group of people who are the spiritual people, the religious people, whatever, maybe a combination of both, who knows, that are here with the shining their lights and opening up their hearts and raising their vibrations. And their reality, every day is a beautiful, amazing day. And tomorrow is going to be even more beautiful and amazing because we do create our own reality. And when that happens and this shit does hit the fan on the planet, you want to be in that place of bliss because it's not going to have an effect on you as deeply as the others. And that's, we got time to prepare. It's going to be a slow process, but it's going to be a process that's going to happen in most of our lives, and it's coming soon. Coming soon to a theater near you. So now it's the time to do the work. That's why it's amazing to me. I've been on this journey a very long time, and it's amazing to see how it has taken off. You know, you see, look at just health in general. See all these health places popping up, you know, these new gyms that with the protein shakes and all these different things opening up. You see all these healing centers opening up. One of my goals personally that I want to do myself is opening up a healing center. You see yoga centers. Yoga is so popular. Reiki healing is so popular. A decade ago, people didn't even know what any of that was. Very little. And 2 decades ago, nobody knew what that stuff was. So it's just amazing and interesting to watch this shift take place and watch people open up to spirituality without even realizing that they're doing it. So again, now that you're here and you're listening, you do realize. And now that you realize, go out there and do what's best for you and what's best for our Mother Earth and for our brothers and sisters out there. And when you are dealing with that negative person or your negative emotion or you're feeling angry or you're feeling sad, do what I like to say, stop and drop. Drop into love, that is. Just close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, think of somebody, something, or someplace that you love dearly, just like the love and gratitude. As your heart opens up and expands, it will help eliminate that negative emotion that you feel. And then, of course, it's always good to think of something to focus that love on and being grateful for and putting that gratitude out to the universe. But again, when just having that negative moment, just stop and drop. Drop into love. It'll change your day. It'll make your day. I thank you all and love you all for listening. And I love you all for continuing to follow me on my next journey and my next step. And I hope you will continue to do so. And I look forward to the amazing future that lies ahead of all of us. And I look forward to crossing paths with many of you in my future. So goodbye for a little while, but never for good, because I'll see you real soon. On the light side, of course. So remember, everybody, spread your love, spread your light, spread your message. Good night. God bless. Such a regasa. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this edition of Spirit Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Spirit Man, Joseph Tittle. Remember, everybody, to make sure that you follow me on everywhere that you can follow. Also, I just recently posted my predictions on my blog, so make sure you check the written predictions out. They're the same predictions that I announced live here on Blog Talk Radio New Year's Day, as I do every year and will continue to do every year on Blog Talk Radio. So again, this isn't the end of Spirit Speaks Radio. We'll be back again for little special events and such like that. So it'll be fun. I look forward to it. I look forward to live streaming and all kinds of new things in the future for all of us. So until we meet again, my friends, I hope you have a fantastic and wonderful journey, and I hope you will continue to keep me on your journey. Good night, everybody.